I happened to be the minister that was responsible for rolling out the Wild Atlantic Way. And in fact, I remember at the time when it was announced in the budget 5 years ago, we had a lot of skeptics and people that were saying that this wouldn't work. It's probably one of the greatest projects that this country has ever produced. It certainly has done wonders for tourism. Tourism figures have increased, and I'm delighted now that it's been recognised worldwide. And I have no doubt that for the years ahead, we'll have thousands of visitors coming to Ireland. But we mustn't stop there. We must continue to develop the product.
And as you said, this has been a massive success. And in developing this further, you have also raised the issue of there aren't enough laybys for tourists visiting the county.
Look, these are good news stories. This means that the Wild Atlantic Way is working, that people are actually using it. Now we ought to see what the problems are and to deal with them. And one of the problems that have been brought to my attention has been in relation to laybys, and that's something we need to deal with. And working with the local authorities, working with Fáilte Ireland, working with the Department of Transport, but particularly with the communities and the tourism sector, yes, we have to deal with these problems. But it's a good problem. It's a positive problem on the basis that the Wild Atlantic Way is working. And I was delighted as minister at the time to be able to go abroad to sell it. And at the time, people were saying, you know, that this wouldn't work. Well, it has worked. It has been a great success. And it has certainly been one of the great initiatives that happened in this country. And as minister with responsibility for rural and community development, I will be looking at other areas and other ways that we can bring in schemes like this to help rural Ireland.